Barry Sullivan in
The Unexpected.
I wanted to forget all about the Balkans, but that was before I knew the one-eyed man and Lisa and danger. Now I can never forget Transrovia, because it was there that I met the unexpected.
The unexpected. A secret future, a hidden destiny waiting for you. Where? When? Who knows? Tomorrow, today, an hour from now, perhaps in just a moment, you too will meet
The Unexpected.
Before our story, a word from your announcer. And now, the versatile star of stage, screen, and radio, Barry Sullivan, in Passport to Danger, a drama of the unexpected.
We're coming into the harbor now. I can see the docks looming up out of the fog, and the little tugs clustering around our prow. I've come home, safe, sound, and sane, and I won't be going back to the Balkans. Not for a long time, anyway. But I can never forget those last few days I spent in Transrovia. Never. The revolution began on a beautiful day in spring. Outside the heavy windows of the embassy, I watched a felt-hatted mountaineer take careful aim at a passing carriage. The coachman fell from the box and the horses ran wild down the street. A blonde girl in a blue cape jumped clear of the vehicle and then sought shelter in an adjacent doorway. I felt just a little bit sick with disgust and fright as I reached out to take my passport from the smiling chargé d'affaires.
Here you are, Mr. Marshall. It seems too bad to leave Transrovia now, though. You're going to miss all the excitement.
That's just why I am leaving, sir. I came here to teach English, not to be an innocent bystander in a revolution.
Well, I see your point. And I hope you have a good trip.
Thank you.
By the way, I wonder if you'd mind doing the embassy a little favor.
A favor? No, not at all.
Since you'll be going through Rome anyway, would you object to taking this briefcase with you and turning it over to one of our agents there?
Oh, but
it contains some rather important documents, which the government of Transrovia has entrusted to us.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henderson. The idea of danger and international intrigue doesn't appeal to me.
And that's precisely why you're of value to us. No one would ever suspect you, Mr. Marshall.
The briefcase was lying on his desk, black, battered, and locked. It looked ordinary and innocent, the sort of portfolio an unsuccessful lawyer carries into court. How was I to know its contents could mean death?
Now, if I may have your passport back for a moment.
He took my passport, raised one of the seals, and stamped a curious mark beneath it. It looked like the three bells on the slot machine. Then he handed me back the passport and the briefcase.
The person you're to meet in front of the Colosseum will have a similarly stamped passport.
But, Mr. Henderson, I haven't said that I'd take...
Nonsense. There's no danger involved. Unless, of course, someone should find out about the briefcase. Then your journey might be rather perilous. You know, some people would stop at nothing to get those papers. Oh, well, there's no point in crossing a bridge before you come to it. Good day, Mr. Marshall.
I came to the bridge about three blocks away. It was a high, narrow stone affair that arched over a little canal-like gully. As I started up the steps, I had an uneasy feeling, so I turned and looked behind me. There was the one-eyed man. He was short and round, and the pupil of his good eye was unnaturally large. He smiled at me. And when he smiled, invisible insects crawled up my arms, and I knew I was afraid.
You walk very fast for a foreigner, Mr. Marshall. Now, may I have a look at that briefcase, please?
Certainly not. It only contains some personal papers, lecture notes, things like that.
My name is Dr. Gavitch. I am interested in lecture notes.
I'm sorry, I have a boat to catch.
I am a curious man, Mr. Marshall. And I think lecture material provided by your embassy should be most fascinating reading. You will now please give them to me.
The knife was long, broad-bladed, and rusty. I grabbed his wrist with my right hand and aimed a left cross at his good eye. He fought like a professional with a crutch against the Marquess of Queensbury, and a sudden kick sent me sprawling. In another instant, Dr. Gavitch was bending over me, smiling, knife in hand. But before it could descend, a small, round piece of stone came sailing through the air and caught him behind one ear. He went down sideways like a duck in a shooting gallery.
I would make a good ball player, no?
It was the blonde girl in the blue cape I'd seen in front of the embassy. She was leaning out of the window of an elderly limousine. She was smiling. She wasn't really pretty, but her eyes were large and tragic. and her hair was the color of wheat in mountain fields. And when she smiled, I just couldn't hear the shooting in the square.
You are not hurt?
No. I'm fine. I'm fine, thanks to you.
I am glad. I do not like little men with long knives.
I'm very indebted, Miss...
I am Lisa. And now, goodbye and good fortune.
She pulled down the blind on the car window. The light grew dim, as if I were inside and she out. I turned around then to take another look at Dr. Gavitch. He wasn't where I'd left him. In fact, he wasn't anywhere in sight. Only the small piece of stone lay shining on the cobblestones. I walked over and picked it up. One side was carved with an ornate device that I recognized. Lisa had pitched a clean strike with the great seal of Transrovia. The little riverboat was already getting up steam. I hit the dock at a dead run, waving my ticket and baggage checks in one hand and swinging the briefcase with the other. But suddenly I decided to miss the boat. Between me and the gangplank stood a little fat man, and as he turned his head, I could see the fold of grayish flesh that was no longer an eye. Now I had only one chance to get out of Transrovia alive. The narrow hill road to Martov was out of repair. But with luck, I could hike it in a few hours, while the boat following the winding river would take almost a day. With luck, I could catch the boat at dawn. With luck, I'd give Gavitch the slip after all. Luck and a lot of walking. Martov is a tiny resort town with small, steep-roofed houses clustered together at the bend of the river. The eaves of the inn were still festooned with white streaks of snow, but there was a roaring fire in my room. It was late that night when I heard heavy footsteps in the hallway, the peculiar limping footsteps of the one-eyed man.
Mr. Marshall, will you open the door, please?
I looked desperately around for a place to hide the briefcase. There wasn't any. Then I tried the window, but this was the second story, and I'm not a good high jumper. So I opened the door to the adjoining room.
What is it? What are you doing here?
Lisa.
Oh, hello, Mr.
Marshall, Scott Marshall. Listen, Lisa, I don't know who you are or what you're doing here, but, well, you helped me once, and I have to trust you.
You never should trust a woman, Scott.
Open up, Mr. Marshall, or we shall break down the door.
There's a man named Gavitch out there.
Oh.
He's after the papers in this briefcase.
What do you want of me?
I want you to take these papers and meet me at the boat landing at dawn. I'll stall Gavitch with the empty briefcase. I took out a key and tried to spring the lock on the portfolio.
Here. Give me that. Ah, there. I wonder what women did before they had hairpins.
I grabbed papers and slipped them under her pillow. Then I turned to go. I'll come back tonight if I can. Otherwise, I'll see you at dawn.
All right.
In case I don't come back at all, will you try to get them to my embassy in Rome?
Of course. Scott.
Yes.
Please come back.
She gave me a look. I didn't really know what it meant. It was a sort of a half smile, half something else. I rushed back into my own room just as the door tumbled in.
Now, I will take that briefcase, Mr. Marshall.
Now, look here.
Please believe me. I'm not a very good shot, and if I have to kill you, it might be very painful. The briefcase.
Well, if you insist. Catch. He caught it without lowering his pistol.
Thank you. You're a very intelligent young man. Good evening.
I didn't feel so intelligent when I went back into Lisa's room and found that she was gone. Well, maybe she'd be around at dawn. You never can tell about a woman. I waited alone on the pier, but Lisa didn't come at dawn. When the boat pulled in, my heart dropped off the dock and sank into the muddy water of the river. But my body started up the gangplank.
Scott! Oh, Scott!
Lisa.
Here are your papers.
Oh, thanks. Lisa, I...
Don't say it. Not now. Perhaps some other time. Some other place.
All right. Thanks and goodbye.
Scott,
till just... we meet again. She kissed me then, and her lips were soft and warm in the cold rain. They clung to mine for an instant, and her arms tightened around my neck. As the boat pulled away, she stood on the dock waving goodbye. The sun came out and made a rainbow around her hair. I smiled to myself. Well, I hadn't made such a bad foreign agent after all. I'd saved the papers, outsmarted Dr. Gavitch, and even met a beautiful girl. That's all that's expected, isn't it?
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Wait for...
The Unexpected.
And now, Barry Sullivan, in the surprising conclusion of Passport to Danger, a drama of the unexpected.
I told myself it was only a dog howling off somewhere in the ruins of the Colosseum, but it could have been a wolf. After all, Rome was supposed to have been built by a couple of kids the wolves raised. At least that's the story, and after you've been waiting over 6 hours for someone you don't even know, well, you begin to tell yourself stories.
Pardon me. Young man, do you know the exact spot where the Christians were sacrificed? It's supposed to be somewhere in this part of the Colosseum.
Why, no, I hadn't seen her there in the twilight, but a second look told me I hadn't missed much. I've been a teacher long enough to recognize a member of the profession. Umbrella, tweed suit, pince-nez glasses.
I can't understand why it isn't on the map. See here.
She held a book up in my face, but it wasn't a map at all. It was a passport, and under the seal, that's right, a stamp that looked like the three bells on a pinball machine. Well, am I glad to see you.
Shh, we may not be alone. My, this is an inspiring sight. Where's the briefcase?
I don't have it.
What?
Don't worry, I've got the papers. They're in my pocket.
Where's the briefcase?
The one-eyed man got it. Don't worry, I took everything out.
I don't want them. They're worthless.
What?
Blundering fools. I told them that you'd never come through. The real papers were sewn in the lining of the case.
Well, why didn't they say so?
Stupid amateurs.
Passport to Danger starred Barry Sullivan. Included in the cast were Margie List, Dawes Butler, and Dave Light. The Unexpected is produced by Alvin C. Gershenson, written by Robert Lippitt and Frank Burt, and directed by Mel Williamson. This is Hal Sawyer, inviting you to listen again soon, when another of your favorite motion picture stars meets...
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected is a Hamilton Whitney production, transcribed in Hollywood.